Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson. And today's show is, we're going to play today. It's all about finding the frequency of everything there is and listening for everything as frequency and hearing everything as frequency. Because everything, as we know, is vibration. So if we see it as vibration, that's the purest way you can see it, because when you see something as vibration, there's no judgment. There's no judgment at all. It's, you're just seeing it as it is in its purest form, and you can just look at the energy of it and see how it works with you, or see how it resonates with you, or resonates with the rest of the planet. And it's a whole different way of seeing things. So our intention is to have a pure sight and sound perception when you're seeing frequency and hearing frequency, to hear it purely, because often our perception, our own bubble gets in the way. So that's our intention, pure sight and sound. Before we get started, though, I wanted to mention a couple of things happening at the school. If you're in the area, tomorrow we have an open house from 1 to 5 p.m. I'll probably go a little later as we put people on the sound table and on the sound chair. And we're going to be doing meditations with sound, with crystal bowls, tuning forks, and a wide range of explanations of different aspects of sound healing, including binaural beats and harmonic structure. And again, we'll put people on the sound table and vibrate you. So you'll come away humming. You will come away humming. It's really a fun experience. I try to take people into high states of consciousness, you know. So that's tomorrow from 1 to 5. Also, we just started our online sound healing program. So you're still welcome to jump in if you might be available. It's generally Tuesday nights and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 10 to 1. However, if you need to miss a class, you can watch the videos. We have videos of the classes, or you can just do the whole program on video if you'd prefer. So if you're interested, give us a call at 415-777-2486. It's 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. And then the next full semester begins in September 2nd, when we have our full program, certificate and associate's degree program starting. We also have another class starting in audio recording, sound healing audio recording and production, that's online. And then in September we start another one here at the Institute. And meanwhile, we're just about to get funded for our virtual reality system, where we'll be actually placing sounds and visuals inside a virtual reality image of your own body, and be a graphic of your body. And so that should be really interesting. We should be able to take people into a whole another state of consciousness by putting them inside their own chakras and inside an image of their etheric bodies with sounds corresponding. Okay. So that's going to be fun. Before we get started, also, we had the movie came out that we did a lot of the sound for, called The Living Matrix. And if you're interested, you can give us a call and I can get you a copy. Also, the soundtrack, or a lot of the songs that we did, where we imprinted quantum fields into the music. They actually gave us the notes for archetypal healing fields. That CD is available now. We're actually working on a second CD as we aren't speaking. Okay. So I want to play one song from that CD right now. I'll play another song later. This is a song called Energetic Detox. It's really about detoxing heavy metals and any thing you want to detox through your body to get out of the body. And enjoy. something like that one. That's really the main song, probably the main song of the movie. So anyway, if you're interested, you can find that whole CD on our website. So what I want to do is we're just going to play. And this is really not about just me finding the frequency of things. It's an interactive show today, so it's really about you finding the frequency of things and playing with it. You know, there is no wrong answer here. There's no wrong sound. It's just a matter of practicing, listening for the frequency of things. Okay. So what I want you to do is we're going to go through a lot of items here, and I want you to find the frequency in your head first of the thing. And if you can, wherever you are, if you can make the sound out loud, make it out loud. Otherwise, just make it in your head. And in fact, often it's best to make it in your head first to get the sound going or the frequency going in your head first and then make it out loud. Because sometimes what happens is the frequency of something can be higher or lower than you can actually make the sound. And also, sometimes the sound, the actual timbre or tone of the sound is one that's hard for you to make with your voice. So it's often more precise if you just listen for it in your head. But then it's also fun to actually make the sound of it with your voice as well. Okay? So again, the idea here is to really start seeing everything and hearing everything as frequency. Okay? So let's get started. Okay? We're just playing today. First thing we want to start with is the color red. Okay? So if you have something in your room that's red, look at it. If not, then just bring up red in your mind's eye and focus on red. Bring it into your whole system. And once you really connect with the red and you really are seeing it, totally enveloped in it, then get the sound. If it had a frequency, what pitch might it be? What might it sound like? Get that sound going in your head for the red. Then make the sound of it. I'll make the sound. But the sound I make is not necessarily right, and it's not necessarily the sound you should be making. So there's no right or wrong. But I'll go ahead and make the sound. It'll be interesting to see if we correspond as well. Okay. This is what I'm getting. Okay. Now let's go to blue. Imagine a blue or look around the room for a blue. Find a blue. Could be a deep blue, could be a light blue. I'm looking at a pretty deep blue right now. It's interesting to feel the color or feel the item first, because that's where the frequency actually comes through you. Totally feel it first. Okay, this deep blue I'm seeing is like this. I see a baby blue as well. That's more like. And now, think of a purple. Deep purple. I see a deep purple right now. It feels like this. Be nice to get a survey going of thousands of people and have them make the sound, find the frequency of all this stuff and see if there's correspondences. I'm sure there will be. Okay, let's try white. Look at something white or get white going in your head. Could be much higher. It still comes out there. Okay, now let's do black. Black gets a bad rap sometimes, I think. The darkness is important. Okay. Okay. Now, let's do golden light. Golden light, not just gold, but golden light. Wow. This is one of my favorite things to do. Now take that golden light and apply that frequency, make the sound, and apply it to your root chakra, to the base of your spine. It's so effective for me. I just really feel it. Okay, it's going to get really interesting. We're going to do some really interesting ones in a minute. Okay, now, let's do a red rose. So get a red rose going in your mind's eye. Beautiful red rose. Smell the red rose. So not only do the color and the rose itself, but the smell of the red rose. Imagine the smell. Now, let's make that sound. Harmonics came out on that one. That was fun. Wow. It's really cool. Then, again, take that frequency and apply. Let's do this. Let's apply the red rose frequency to our hearts. Okay, now we're going to do the redwood tree. Just when I say the word, I go to a frequency. A redwood tree. Okay, imagine a redwood tree. If you haven't seen a redwood tree, you've seen a picture of a redwood tree anyway. So imagine this big tree, bigger than your room, almost as big as your house. Imagine hugging it. Imagine the energy. God, just the energy of such a massive tree. You. Boy, that's a good one to apply to your root chakra. Let's do that. Apply it. Oh, no, not only to your root chakra, but to your feet. Apply it to your feet as well. Boy, that sure makes me present. Okay, so let's move on to a bit of food. First of all, let's try an orange, the fruit orange. Right. Not just the outside of the orange, but we'll go into the orange. Imagine tasting an orange and absorbing the color as well. What sound would it be? Make it in your head. Like that one. Okay, let's try a coconut. By the way, if you're a singer, you don't have to just do toning or frequency. You could actually find the song of the thing as well. Because technically, each thing is not just a frequency. It's a full range of frequencies. It's like its own harmonic structure. Okay. Let's try a coconut. You can do the coconut milk or the coconut itself, the taste of the coconut. I'm going to do the coconut itself. If it's really soft coconut, it's a little higher. Well, you know what you can do is when you're about to eat anything, imagine the frequency of what you're about to eat and how that's going to feel inside your system. And really choose whether you really want, that's what you really want to eat. I'm sure most of us do that anyway. We always check out the vibration of what we're about to eat and imagine, like, whether it's going to be good. I mean, it's the basic idea of choosing what you're going to eat, especially on, from a menu. Kind of listening for the vibration already. Something we do a lot. I was on a fast for 10 days, and last week I started eating again, and I started eating a lot of avocados. So, let's do avocado. Taste of an avocado. Sometimes I'll hear people, particularly women, say, I'd love somehow to have some chocolate right now. It's often cool to tune into the frequency of chocolate and just imagine bringing the frequency of chocolate into you. Let's do that. Actually, let's go for it. Let's do the frequency of cacao. Let's not fool around. Let's go straight for the cacao. Same thing with every mineral. I mean, you could do, first of all, you could do vitamins. You could start with vitamin C. Say you need some vitamin C. Let's do vitamin C and bring the vitamin C frequency into you. First, imagine it, feel it, hear it, get it going in your head, and then make the sound. And bring it into you. So if you ever feel you need any vitamins or any minerals, or you're doing work on anybody, you could actually find the frequency in your head and just bring it down and bring it in. Okay. Now, let's skip over to an animal. I'm just going to do, if you have a dog, find the frequency of your dog, or if you have a cat, find the frequency of your cat. Or choose an animal if you don't have a dog or a cat. And listen for the frequency of that animal. Maybe you have a power animal. I'll do the frequency of my kitty cat. My kitty cat's name is Joy. Go for the frequency of the heart, the physical heart. It's actually got a resonant frequency based on the size of the chambers in your heart. And then there's also a resonant frequency of the material of the heart. And then, of course, there's another resonant frequency of the actual love in the heart. Probably other frequencies as well. But tune into your heart. And, you know, sometimes what you can do is do a frequency sweep to find these frequencies. If you can't go right to it, you could do like... And then go up and down slowly with a frequency sweep until it feels like you found it. Just listen. There's no wrong answer. the more you do it, the better you get at it. Okay, so I'm going to tune into my heart, find the frequency of my heart. I'm doing more of the physical heart right now because we're going to do love later. Okay, let's do the liver. Go through every organ in your body. Do this. Really powerful. Okay. Now, let's go through some emotions. This one's a little tricky because we don't want to spend too much time resonating negative emotions. I guess there are no negative emotions, but just use that term. But what about fear? Let's do the sound of fear, and we'll transform it into harmony. Okay? You could transform it into another emotion, but we'll just harmonize the fear. That means we'll let it be okay and turn it into a nicer sound. Okay, so tune in to, I don't know if you want to tune into a recent fear. If it's a fear you haven't released, that might be good. It's good to tune into that so we can release it. But otherwise, you can just tune into the frequency in the ether, in the atmosphere, on the earth of fear. And it's funny, when I go to that, I immediately want to go to compassion. So tune into that, and we're going to change it. We're going to transform it into a harmonious frequency right away. Okay? Okay. Do that with things like frustration. frustration, could do it with grief, could do that with worry. Worry's a big one. But let's go to sadness now. Sadness is sometimes people think of it as a negative emotion. I love sadness. In fact, I think sadness is important. It's important for people to be sad. Not be sad all the time, of course, but to feel any sadness you need to feel, because that's what allows you to move through it. And sadness is not a negative sound. Sadness is a sweet sound. Sad songs are beautiful. Okay? So tune in to something that has made you sad that you need to release. Or you can just tune in to the sadness on the planet. Sadness for our whole situation here on the planet. All the pain and suffering and anger and war and conflict and just sadness for all of that. And we're going to turn that into something really sweet. Go ahead and make the sound or sing it. You need to hold your own frequency because you don't want to bring the frequency of cancer into yourself. So you really want to, so we'll just set sacred space so that there's nothing's going to happen to hurt us. We're going to set sacred space for the whole group here listening. So only the highest good can happen here for us. So no cancer is going to happen anywhere. Okay. So you're holding your own frequency while working on this cancer. Okay. We're going to make the sound of it, and then we're going to make the sound to break up the cancer. Wherever it is. If you know somebody with cancer, it's a perfect opportunity to help them. There's a woman who has a brain tumor, or something. I think it's a brain tumor, and you know, at one point she keeps thinking that she'd like to get rid of it. She just hates it. She's wanting to kill it, to destroy it, to get rid of it, and she finally realizes that that's not the way to approach it. The approach is acceptance, and she said that the second she accepted it and said that it, thank you for all that it's taught her. Thank you for all that it's taught, because it completely transformed her life. And she said it's a very powerful, good thing, and that when you accept it as, like, okay, I accept that, you know, you could be with me the rest of my life, that's when it went away. Instead of fighting it, she accepted it, and it went away. So you could do with that with anything that's going on with you. Okay. Now let's go to some nature sounds. Let's start with a blade of grass. Just a green blade of grass. Get it going in your head. Make the sound in your head. Okay, now let's do a lily flower. A lot of spiritual people like to use lilies. Or to receive lilies. Okay, let's do the ocean. Imagine standing on the beach. The ocean crashing. Imagine having been there for hours and hours. That frequency comes inside you. Who needs to go to Hawaii? We can just do it right here. Okay. Now, look around your room that you're in right now. And take in everything around you. And find the frequency of the overall room you're in. Could be your whole house, but it just mostly just the room you're in. What is the average frequency of the whole room? We'll do this one silently, just because my room's quite different from your room. Okay? Listen for the frequency and make it in your head and make it out loud. I'll do it in my head. Not the frequency you like, think about what it would take to shift the frequency in your room to the frequency you would like. Okay, now we're going to do the frequency of the sun. Imagine being in outer space. Well, I guess we are in outer space. And just looking at the sun. Without hurting your eyes. And take it in and make the sound of the sun. Imagine being out in outer space, maybe at the moon or further. Moon would be good. Maybe we're at the moon or outer space somewhere, and we're looking at the Earth, looking at the blue planet. from far enough distance so you can get one frequency from the whole planet. What would that be? Take a little break. I want to play a song that's about creative spirit. It's about nature, because the most creative spirit there is nature. This is also off the Nutri Energetics CD that is in the movie Living Matrix. And this is the song Creative Spirit, and it's a homeopathic remedy for that. So, Don, go ahead and play that. Yeah. You'll find the frequency of dolphins and bees and whales and crickets. Nothing like the frequency of nature. Okay, let's continue for another couple, do a couple more here. The frequency of laughter. Now, the frequency of compassion. Frequency of enlightenment. Let's make this one silently. Still make the sound in your head. Good, because it's much higher than we could have made with the voice for me. And finally, the frequency of peace. We'll do this one silently as well. Closing. Again, the whole idea is there's no right or wrong frequency. It's just a matter of feeling the frequency of things. Whatever frequency you get is the perfect frequency. So see everything as frequency and bring it in and use it when you need it. And also, may you always have pure sight and sound perception, and may it get better and better. And we'll hold that intention into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the rest of the week. Pure sight and sound into the months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Until 2 weeks from today. Hold the frequency. Take care.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Hi, this is Charles Maxwell Green, and I'm the host of ET Yoga. That's every other Thursday, Channel 2, at BBS Radio, from 7:55 to 8:50 p.m. ET Yoga communicates self-empowering knowledge from channeled extraterrestrial sources combined with the teachings of ancient yoga masters. You can also learn to totally be self-empowered, cure disease, or create total immunity from disease at maxwellgreensite.com. See you on Thursday evening.